A jury gave its judgment. In the trial of three men in Georgia, they were found guilty of murder after they chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery. This morning, we hear from other people who surrounded this case. NPR's Debbie Elliott begins our coverage among people at the courthouse.
The guilty verdicts for Travis and Greg McMichael and William Roddy Bryan were met with jubilation on the lawn of the Glenn County Courthouse. A nearly all-white jury found the men guilty of murder, aggravated assault, and false imprisonment for chasing Ahmaud Arbery with pickup trucks, cornering him, and shooting him to death with a shotgun.
I am beyond elated at this verdict.
Hermina Glass-Hill is from Midway, Georgia, about an hour north of Brunswick.
It's long overdue, and we see that this justice system can work when it's done right.
Thank the Lord.
Friends gathered round to hug Theowanza Brooks, Arbery's aunt.
Just happy that God answered prayers. He did it. And we're just so grateful that he came through for us.
Brooks is wearing a T-shirt she had made special for this occasion. It says, Justice Served. Mugshots of Arbery's killers are printed on the back. She says her family's quest for justice for Ahmaud has broader implications.
It means that people now around the world will know that they can't do these type of things and get away with it, and that it's not okay to just racially profile someone because of the color of their skins. We send a message to anybody else who felt like them that it's over now. It has to stop.
In the more than 2 months since the trial began, the courthouse has been a gathering place for people who have come in solidarity with the Arbery family, who were inside the courtroom, hearing and seeing the painful details of what he endured. Tension was growing in the nearly 10 hours the jury deliberated over 2 days.
After hearing those verdicts, I am just so relieved.
Lynn Whitfield is an attorney with the Transformative Justice Coalition, which has worked to draw attention to the Arbery case. Local authorities initially declined to prosecute anyone. It wasn't until cell phone video was released months after the killing that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation stepped in and made arrests. She says the killers had to be held accountable, and Arbery's family would not give up.
It shows others what you can do when you band together and take action. Don't just accept the okie-dokie, as they used to say. Band together, seek the truth, and stay strong.
Shortly after the judge read the verdicts, Jason Artiste knelt on the grass by the courthouse steps in prayer. Local clergy laid hands on his shoulders.
I just felt led to pray at that time because it's a crucial moment in our culture, I think the nation's history.
Artiste drove up from Jacksonville, Florida for the day. He says he was moved by Arbery's family's strength.
Really, the most important part to me was to see some of the relief on the face of the family, the grieving family. I think that gets missed. It's not just a trial about race or culture or ideology. It's a family that lost someone.
Standing with Arbery's parents, Wanda Cooper Jones and Marcus Arbery, on the courthouse steps, the Reverend Al Sharpton noted that for them, this will be a somber day of thanks.
There will be an empty chair at Wanda's table.
Yes. Right.
Ahmaud would not be at Thanksgiving, but she can look at that chair and say to Ahmaud, I fought a good fight.
Yeah, come on.
And I got you some justice.
Yeah.
The journey is not over. Arbery's killers will go on trial early next year for federal hate crimes. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Brunswick, Georgia.